This is Tim Rowe with a WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that cement company Wholesome US has sold more than 1,300 acres of land in Greenport and Hudson's South Bay and waterfront area to local sand and gravel company A. Coloroso & Son. The sale took place October 29, 2014. The property transfer included the company's 45 acres of quarry land east of Newman Road in Greenport and its Hudson Port. The maps were stamped by the county clerk's office in late October, but the sale did not become public until it was revealed online by activist Sam Pratt last week. Hudson Council President Don Moore said he was not surprised at the news. He said it is to be better for the city that a local company has acquired the property. Quote, I hope it's good for their business. I hope it's good for the city, unquote, Moore said. Greenport Supervisor John Pereca said, quote, I think it's an excellent thing for Greenport. I totally have to support and embrace it, unquote. Hudson First Ward Alderman David Marston said in an email that he was pleased to see local ownership and operation of the parcels in his ward. Quote, while the causeway margins have enlarged themselves significantly in the last 2 years, we hope expansion into the wetland is only a wholesome practice. The city is happy to have new partners in the South Bay, unquote, Marston wrote. Timothy O'Connor, a member of the South Bay Task Force, said he has nothing against mining and welcomes the new owners. However, he remains concerned about the well-being of the flora and fauna in the South Bay and the impact of continued encroachment on that fish and wildlife habitat. Read the full story in the Register Star. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that the Republican majority handed out Senate committee assignments on Thursday, January 22nd, and George Amador, a Republican from Rotterdam, the new senator who represents the 46th District, will chair the Alcoholism and Drug Abuse Committee. Amador will also be on the Banks, Consumer Protection, Elections, and Veterans, Homeland Security, and Military Affairs Committees. Quote, everyone knows someone who has struggled with addiction, especially with the heroin problem that has overtaken so many communities throughout the state. We need to work on solutions to increase awareness and also make sure that good treatment programs are available and properly funded. I look forward to working with my colleagues on solutions to help minimize the alcohol and drug abuse problems that so many New Yorkers are facing, unquote, said Amador in a press release. See the full story in Capital Confidential. This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.